Anthony Mackie gives us some updates on his Captain America 4 movie, and I really like what he had to say and what he had to show off. Also, the creators and the directors of Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse let us know that there were a few things that didn't make it to the movie, and I'm speculating that we will see them in Beyond the Spider-Verse Part 2. And today is Wednesday, June 7th, 2023. It's New Comic Book Day, and JT is here to give us his top picks and reviews. I'm your host, Amir, and this is the 1 in 100 podcast. It's Water Cooler Wednesday time, baby. As you guys know, we're drinking comics on coffee, but we got some tea, we got some rumors, we got some updates to talk about today, and we're kicking it off with Anthony Mackie, man. He took to social media in a really enlightening post. It had a lot of things going on in this post, but first he got on here and he just, you know, the caption says, when Harrison Ford tells you how kicking ass should look, you listen. LOL, thanks for the onset wisdom and laughs, my friend. Can't wait to do it again. Marvel Studios Captain America Brave New World in theaters May 3rd, 2024. Now, first, the last part, we got a brand new title. Brave New World is no longer called New World Order, even though I thought that title was super gangster. There was rumors out there and reports out that they wanted to change the title because it's just like, you know, a lot going on in the real world today. And this movie, it seems like it's going to be super grounded. We'll touch on that in a few minutes. And they just didn't want it to, you know, feel like it was taking from what was going on in the world right now. Everything is crazy right now. So they decided to change the name. Also, we have an official date. I don't remember having an official date before now. So we know that it's coming out in basically a year, you know what I'm saying? May 3rd, 2024. So we'll be getting that new Captain America by then. Also, in this post, if you go check it out on Instagram, you can go just type in Anthony Mackie. You see that he has on the blue costume that he's going to be rocking. Brand new, is not super bright like that white one, even though that joint was fire. I'm really digging this all blue joint, man. This joint is really nice. It's got, you know, you can see from the side, you know, profile, he has the backpack with the shield on the back of that. It just looks real fly, man. I can't wait to see how this looks in the movie. So shout out to the costume designer for just doing that and making that real nice. And the last thing that I picked up in this post was he said, you know, he was thanking Harrison Ford, and he said, I can't wait to do it again. So that was really interesting because I thought Harrison Ford was only going to be, you know, doing a one and done type of thing. Because isn't like Harrison Ford like 95 years old? I mean, damn, he's doing a lot of stuff right now, and he's killing it, but he's doing a lot of stuff right now. So, you know, I mean, he can take a break if he needs to, but hey, it's interesting to see that he wants to maybe possibly be coming back. I don't know if that's confirmed right now or what, but it seems like Anthony Mackie's hinting to us seeing Harrison Ford in another MCU project, you know, somewhere down the road. So yeah, man, that was all really good. And then I saw this article on CBR. That's where I actually got the post that linked it to Instagram. But the other thing that was interesting was there's a production designer that was interviewed, and they were just kind of, you know, talking about how this adventure for Captain America Brave New World is going to be going. And what he said was the intent of this is to be very grounded, to make sure it has that sense of really happening in the world. So it's different. It's a different sense in a lot of ways than particularly some of the more recent pieces have been. Thought that was very well said, first off, and I like what I'm hearing or what I'm reading. The fact that we've been, you know, outer space with Guardians of the Galaxy, we've been in the quantum realm with Ant-Man. We just been all over the place in the MCU. We've been in Wakanda, we've been in with Thor and the gods. Like, we just been all over the place, and I feel like I'm getting lost in the MCU. The fact that they're bringing this Captain America movie out in a year, and we're going to be grounded. We're going to be feeling like we're back in the real world. I'm excited about that. Hopefully that all starts with Secret Invasion, you know, that's coming out this month. Hopefully all that, you know, we get more grounded with that. But the fact that he mentioned that we're going to be grounded, it's going to feel realistic, I love it. Hopefully we get the vibes of like Civil War or Winter Soldier. Hopefully we get those vibes for this Captain America movie, because if we do, we might have a fire movie on our hands. So I'm super excited, man. I love all the stuff that Anthony Mackie just said and put out into the world with that picture, man. It's awesome. But with that said, let's kick it over to JT, because I'm sure he has some awesome stories for us. Today is New Comic Book Day, June 7th, 2023. And let's find out what JT's top picks for the week are. JT, it's the I guess this would be the first official week for New Comic Book Day in June.
Yeah.
What'd you pick up this week, man? What'd you get, man? There's a lot of good books out. I know it was tough.
Was a lot. Yeah, man. It was a lot of good books. I'm gonna say first up, I ended up grabbing, there's a 5-part series, Steelworks, actually. Yes. Written by Michael Dorn. For people who do know who that is, he played Worf, the Klingon, on Star Trek The Next Generation. And for those of you who don't know, he played Worf on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Exactly.
But he's apparently trying his hand at writing. And he did a really good job with this first issue. It was solid. They introduced us to a new concept over at Steelworks where John Henry Irons is actually taking a different approach to the hero game. Yeah. What he's trying to do is he's trying to do good things without actually having to suit up, without actually having to go down that path of necessarily donning armor and going out. He's trying to make a difference within Metropolis. And the interesting part is while he's doing this, he's also trying to, you know, they didn't actually touch on it yet, but he was pretty much alluding to he wants to try to get Superman and the rest of the super family on board. Because as he pointed out, and he made a legitimate point, what do you do when the soups aren't around? Like, you know, you have to be responsible. And, you know, even his niece was a little apprehensive about the whole thing. And but, you know, it's well written. It's good. And I see that they added a I guess he's got a I don't know if this guy's going to be a new type villain or what.
Yeah.
But because of the fact that he is now taking Steelworks to a new level. You know, there are people coming out of the woodwork that don't necessarily want to see the goodness that he's trying to provide the citizens of Metropolis. So they have an angle on their own, and their angle is to basically bring down everything he's doing. So it is definitely a very interesting read. If you're a fan of Steel or the whole super family, or you just want to try something new, or you're a fan of Michael Dorn, I would definitely recommend picking this up. Next up, I'm going to go with not necessarily something that's new, but it's a very interesting ongoing series, and that's Spawn. And that's issue 342, and that's by Rory McConville. I always mess up his name, but my man's doing a dope job writing it. So in this issue, we have Spawn, who is actually helping out a character named Haunt. And basically what it is Haunt was poisoned, and they were under the impression that he would die without a cure, and he's in heaven near the Citadel, and he's doing he actually ended up getting a cure. But it was interesting because he finds out, well, you're gonna have to pick it up to find out, but it was an interesting caveat to this cure. And meanwhile, Sin is consolidating his power in hell because he wants to take over. And there was a spec for about a character they did that was maybe 2 issues ago. Well, for anybody who was interested in that book and picked up that spec, you might be a little disappointed. Not going to tell you why or how, but you might be a little disappointed with this issue. But overall, it was an amazing read as always. I really enjoy Spawn. I mean, it's eye candy, but it's eye candy with a story, you know? Right, so it's like definitely something worth picking up. And for $2.99, you can't really beat the price on it. It's definitely a fun read. Next up, I'm going to go with another book that is not actually new to the game, but Batman 136. And this is written by Chip Zdarsky. And this is actually the issue takes place right after Batman comes back from the multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he was in a multiverse, people. Mm-hmm. And he came across all the different Batmen. I mean, man, he came across Adam West. I'm just saying, that's classic in my opinion. But overall, I mean, obviously he's back now. And what they're trying to find out is, how did that affect him? You know, and on top of that, he's trying to figure out what happened in Gotham while he was gone. You know, I mean, he wasn't there. Right. So the other parts of the Bat family had to step up and do some things. And, you know, they're all basically telling him to rest and to take it easy at least for a couple of days. But as we all know,
it's Bruce Wayne.
It's Batman. That's not happening, Cap.
That boy don't take no break.
He don't take breaks. Exactly. That's pretty much what, you know, the funny thing is, that's pretty much what Oracle said. She was like, yeah, you need to rest. And then she was like, oh, who am I kidding?
Exactly.
And that was basically it. So, you know, it was really a good read. I enjoyed it. I've been enjoying Chip Zdarsky's writing on this and on Daredevil.
Right.
So I'm going to say, if you're definitely interested in something like this, I would pick it up. You know, he even touches on something that I really enjoyed, which was the dynamic between Selina Kyle and Bruce Wayne, mm-hmm. or basically Batman and Catwoman, and their not marriage, but their relationship. So I would definitely say, if you're really into something like that and finding out what actually happened to them as time went on, I would definitely say pick this up. And plus, you end up getting a nice little treat. But I'm not going to discuss that. You guys go get that issue and, you know, enjoy it and enjoy all the reads that you pick up this week. I really was excited. And because I was excited, there's a couple of honorable mentions.
Right.
Astro Bots number 2 came out. Anybody mm-hmm. who's a fan of Transformers, and they like Simon. Oh, my goodness. Simon Furman. That's
yes,
my man's
yes.
name. I would definitely say pick that up. If you're a Star Wars head like myself, you would definitely have picked up Star Wars Empire number 1 came out this week. I'm really interested in reading this, only because I want to see what the story is from the Imperial point of view. It should be really fun to read. And then lastly, I would say Star Wars number 35. For all you Star Wars fans / speckers out there, there may be a first full appearance or so in it. So I would definitely say check that out. As nice. Always, you know, guys, enjoy the story, support the local shops, go out there and get a pull list and keep it 100.
That's it, man. Listen, I'm excited to read Steelworks. I'll say that because I did read those backup stories in Action Comics, and it kind of touched on what you were saying, that there's some haters out there that don't like what Brother Steel is getting to do right now.
Oh, most deaf. There are people out there who are really not feeling what he's trying to do. But what he's trying to do, in essence, is make people more self-sufficient and less dependent mm-hmm. on superheroes. Now, how is that a bad thing? But that's not why they're mad.
Right.
You know, some of these haters, that's not what they're mad. What they're mad about is, you mess with my profit margin.
Right.
Let's be honest, because if you're talking about having sustainable energy that's not going to cost people an arm and a leg and means to get themselves situated with medical supplies and things like that, you're not mad at him for that. You mad at him for taking money out your pocket. That's what you mad about.
Yeah, so I'm definitely excited. Two different writers for those stories too. A different writer for the backup story. So I'm very interested in seeing how they tie it all together, man. But listen, man, we appreciate you taking your time and letting us know about some of these dope books, man. You guys go hit up that shop like JT said and go read something dope. All right.
Oh yeah, definitely.
We'll catch you next week, brother.
Yep.
There were times where we had a huge live action sequence in the film and it just turned into a bad joke. even we didn't like it anymore. And we just said, okay, enough. Let's make sure that it's something precise that gives the most bang for our buck and speaks to the story. Now, holy crap. Okay, so this was a quote from the directors that worked on Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. All right, we got Joaquin Dos Santos, Kent Powers, and Justin K. Thompson. So they talked about this in an interview, and I'm getting this article from the direct, and they were talking about the fact that they had more live action sequences in Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Spoiler. There are moments in the movie where you see some real humans, okay? And it's amazing. But holy crap, man. Like, this is just making me more excited for Across the Spider or Beyond the Spider-Verse part two. Like, I'm really excited for this. I mean, the fact that they were like, you know what? Maybe we're just doing a little bit too much right now and we should dial it back some, focus on the story, and then maybe we can, you know, in that second part, get that super huge crowd roar when we do go into some more live action stuff. And I'm like, I'm super okay with that, all right? Because obviously we talked about it earlier this week. Amy Pascal did mention that there is a Miles Morales live action movie in development. Now, just because they say it's in development, that doesn't mean we're going to get it in 2 years, 3 years. We might not get a live action Miles Morales until like 5 or 10 years from now. We don't know. We don't know when we're going to get it. We don't even know if they can. Obviously, they didn't even start on the script because the writers are on strike right now. So, you know, all this right now, like all this talk about the live action stuff, you know, in development, to me, is just giving more excitement to what's happening right now with Across the Spider-Verse, is getting people to want to go sit down and see the movie. But this quote right here from the directors saying that they had more live action stuff and it just didn't make the movie because it didn't fit right or it was a little bit too much. I don't believe that it was a little bit too much. I believe that they're saving this for something bigger later on, possibly in a year from now when we get Beyond the Spider-Verse. And that's just an intelligent move. The other thing that I want to say to about, you know, Across the Spider-Verse really is, you know, we got to give Sony some props. We got to start putting a little bit of respect on their name because, you know, some of the biggest movies that have been coming out post-pandemic have been Sony movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, Venom made a pretty good dollar, but you know, Spider-Man, what was it? Far From Home, or, you know, the third installment for Tom Holland's movie that made a lot of damn money, And it looks like Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is going to make a lot of damn money as well. So we got to start putting some respect on their name, when it comes to the Spider-Man related stuff. Now, the movies that they do without Spider-Man, you know, like Morbius, and I'm not hearing too many good things about Kraven the Hunter right now. Those might struggle. And I feel like it's hard to do those movies without Spider-Man in them. Venom was, you know, it caught fire pretty good for a lot of fans, but I don't know if they're going to be able to strike lightning anymore with that. So now I'm just interested in seeing where they're going to go. You know, what kind of, who was the live action people that they had in there? Was it, my man that's playing Venom? Is it Tom Hardy? Or was Tom Holland a part of this? Are they going to keep Miles as an animated form when he does go into live action? Like, you know, like the Roger Rabbit type of deal, or are they going to actually have an actor ready for that? You know, will that be the unveiling? Because when we saw, I don't want to spoil it. We'll skip that. We'll save that for Saturday's episode. But we did see a specific character in this movie that was in an animated world, but that person was in human form. So are they going to do the opposite of that? Listen, I'm just excited that these directors, even gave us that bit of information just to get us even more excited for the next installment, because I feel like, you know, that live action Miles is going to be coming in this movie. So listen, if you haven't seen Across the Spider-Verse yet, that's more information just to get you excited to go check it out. Go do it. I mean, yes, Transformers Rise of the Beast is out this weekend, but I feel like you can skip that for another week. You know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and see Miles Morales and Gwen and, you know, Peter B. Parker. Go do it. You know, it's a fun adventure. It's a fun movie, and I think you'll really enjoy it. But with that said, man, we're going to get ready to get out of here. Listen, if you are new to the podcast, hit that subscribe button, all right? You don't want to miss an episode. We're here Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, all at 6 a.m. Eastern time. So you could tune in the morning on your way to work. You know, it works out perfectly. By the time you get to work, you'll be done the episode, you know? And then on Saturday mornings, you just wake up with me and Kay and get your breakfast and listen to us talk about the things that we love. We're definitely going to be talking all things Across the Spider-Verse this Saturday, me and Kay. So make sure you guys tune in. Also, if you're waking up early, that means you need some coffee. Go hit up Comics on Coffee. Use that promo code KEEPIT100. You get 15% off on your purchase. Listen, I'm on the Metropolis Mocha. It's amazing. It tastes good. It smells incredible. It's like a caramel vanilla mixture. Man, it's really good. Go check them out. They got many, many other flavors over there. So go hit them up, you know, and use that promo code so they know that the 1 in 100 podcast crew sent you guys. And with that said, man, you guys be good to yourself, be good to others, and we'll catch you guys on Saturday. I'm your host, Amir, and this is the 1 in 100 podcast.